Yo,
what's good?
Chafford podcast episode 89. The road to 100 continues. Also, the road to 100 subscribers on YouTube continues as well. So, you know, go support that.
If you're watching this right now, pause the video. I'm pointing at something. I don't know what I'm pointing at, but I'm hoping it's a subscription button. Subscribe button.
Subscription button.
I'm old as fuck. Subscribe button.
Like, share, and subscribe, as they say.
Yes. But yeah.
Episode 89. Get off your aliases.
We do apologize for the audio. We're having technical difficulties in the other studio.
Yes, sir.
First of all, the AC wasn't working.
We was dying.
We were sweating.
And the microphone just had a bit of adjusting. But yeah, you know, we're here right now and you can hear us well. Beautiful sounds.
Crisp.
Voices. Let me lick my lips so you can hear that too.
Please don't.
Yuck. That is gross. Big 2L in the building. Don Corleone, what's going on?
It's E-Man, it's two, it's double M. It's double M's. And it will change when once I get M, it will change to double B's. Yeah.
I Jeez. Love that. Bebel and Mello. The time has come.
Yeah, but yeah, listen, welcome once again to the Maiden Chapel podcast.
You know what time it is.
Episode 89.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
For sure.
Quite literally.
You know what I'm
saying? Two dems, you already know what time it is. Let's get into it. So, topic number one. Should I say first topic? I think that sounds better. Drake was recently crowned Artist of the Decade by the Billboards.
Mm-hmm.
I believe previous winners have been Mariah Carey and Eminem. So he's in good company there. But we wanted to remix it or do something a little bit different. We said Artist of the Decade for the UK.
Before we do that, was Mariah 90s?
Yeah, for the 90s.
Oh.
Eminem for the 2000s.
Eminem makes sense, like, from a numbers and impact perspective. I didn't know. I know Mariah was big, but I didn't think Mariah was, like, that big.
Nah, Mariah was doing numbers. I'm talking about she could say the word "the" and it was going number one. She, like, the amount of number one singles she has and the amount of success she has, yeah, that girl is golden. But, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just here beefing the mic. I think it's stopped now. Go on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so she, yeah, super talented. But the less we digress. So yeah, we wanted to have a think about who would it be for the UK Artist of the Decade. It's tough because the 2010s is a weird period because
it would be easier if we could split it in half.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's. I thought about this because, you know, it's kind of straightforward for the US. You're going to go with Drake just because of the longevity and he managed to sustain that. But the transition we went through with music in the UK was a bit, it's not as linear. My
pick. If you really want to be real, you got to give it to N-Dubs.
Oh, nah. Because they were also a little bit like 09 or 08, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, from our scene's perspective, maybe the best bet is Skepta.
I think, yeah, that's probably
Playday.
Crapton Conan?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you know what? That's a
solid
answer,
actually.
It's not
the worst
out,
yeah, but I want to know why.
So, 2011 is when the What's the Throne album
Watch the Throne, and they did their remix to
So the Otis remix must have been 11, right?
Yeah.
11 or 12.
It was. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because I still remember you in school uniform, so.
Okay.
That's
relevant.
That's just my time frame, isn't it? That's just my time frame. Yeah, no. Yeah, it was around that time.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, definitely around that time. So. Nah, maybe even 2012.
Mm.
Probably.
2011, 2012. That's when they came out. And then they did the other remix. But basically, yeah, Play Dirty was doing their thing. Then
they blew up in a big way as well.
Were they popping before?
And
the
they kept going.
Otis thing, though.
Not to my knowledge, anyway. I was a massive fan. At the time.
So that was literally the entry point.
Yeah, for I think most people.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Everyone found out about them through their Otis remix. And then, yeah, they have had serious longevity. They've had chart hits. They're going to sleep off of Freak of the Week for the rest of their lives. That's a big tune. That's that.
Yeah. Freak of the Week.
And when was Freak of the Week? Was that?
We was in uni.
Mid 2016? 15, 16? Yeah.
It's when they came out with Long Way Home, which, you know, I'll say whatever you want about the album.
But it did its job.
Did it do its job. 7 days,
7 nights.
Yes. They've done a good job of staying in the consciousness and being people's champions, in the sense that no one really doesn't like Captain Conan, you know what I mean? Except for maybe Giggs, but, you know.
That's no. Giggs is a good...
He's a good shout.
Good shout. It might be Giggs.
I don't know if he's not done it enough commercially for me.
No, but
but he's, of course, like his relevance and his impact, there's no conversation. But I think you have to, if we're gonna give it to someone, we have to look at everything they managed to accomplish. Mm.
But he managed to do it in the cut it in half. He managed to do it in the latter stage. So yeah. Landlord did that essentially. Like he had a few that brought him back up again. Like he had Man Don't Care. He had Whipping Excursion, and that's still
no doubt. I'm saying, but like. You know, no, and that's, this is no disrespect to him, because he's a king. I'm from Southeast, so you already know we have to show respect. But he didn't have the necessary, he didn't have the quote unquote chart success that I think needs to go with that. That's why I think the Skepta one is more some.
Like, yeah, but Skepta's chart success wasn't incredible at the beginning.
It wasn't, but it's there. The accolades are there.
Because you could argue that Kenichiwa was the.
The pinnacle.
The tipping point. Yeah, he had like the BBK songs and he did have those weird, strange songs that he put out at a certain time and they did do well commercially, but yeah, you're probably right. I think Giggs has a better balance. Not Giggs, sorry. Skepta has a better balance, as far as the whole decade, if we're going to talk from 10 to 20.
Skepta.
It's tough. Because even if you try
and... be Skepta.
Even if you try and split it, boy, I wouldn't even try to get Dave in the conversation. I know you can't because his catalogue is so small, but Dave
like
has managed to do...
Up,
yeah, but he's managed to do so much in such a little time as well. You know?
Yeah, but then there's more accessibility.
Agreed, but I want to throw his name in the hat. Do you know what? Stormzy's been about for a while as well, you know?
Longer than like, Dave, yeah.
And if you really want to have a conversation, Stormzy's done it all. He's seen it all. He's respected. He can, you know,
he's a God-fearing manny, man.
No, because when you mention Stormzy, I think of Chip.
And what, do you think that's a stain on his career?
No, I just think...
Chip is a good...
If you're going to compare accolades to whatever, then Chip has done it before... And he did it again.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the people who are just jumping in. Like, imagine if, like, you don't really listen to rap like that and you're just jumping in.
Sorry. This is a music part.
But the reason why, baby. I can go back to Skepta is because, I'm not going to mention his name, but shout out to him. Yeah, I remember back in the day we had a conversation. He said, like, Skepta would do some weird songs. Super weird songs. Like, that's catered to the wider demographic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, for better terms. But then he will go and make a song like Mike Lowry.
Mm. Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
You've got to be able to do it all, man. And Skepta is someone that can, for sure. You know?
He can.
So I think, I don't know if he makes the most sense for the argument. I think there's so many names, you know, we're missing out. Like, Chip did it. Chip has done it for a long time.
And he
as
was
well.
The best at that time at the beginning of when we were at school. There wasn't anybody close. No. It was even before the decade.
My man had a song with Chris Brown. That was unheard of. And Chris Brown gave him a decent verse. Like, I'm not going to hold you.
Mavado in it as well.
Oh, that album.
What album was that again?
Oh, I can't remember now.
He was the first one to go
Grand Hustle one.
1 & 6 in Park. Busta Freestyle.
Mm. Yeah, listen, he did his thing. Yeah. And he has to be maybe top three for that conversation. You can argue number one if you want to go with like.
Yeah, I think a lot of the names you suggested. If someone said to me, "That's the UK artist of the decade," I might not agree with you, but I'm gonna hear you. I'm not gonna be mad at any of, especially if they come with sensible names as well. You know what I mean?
Wiley.
He's just a controversial figure, but his importance is there, man. And he, if we're talking about the categories that we've made today, he's seen and done it all. Yeah, man. That boy was cooking.
We kind of have to put him in there. Off the strength, you know. Dizzy?
Nah, probably not. You can get out of here.
Yes.
He was going bonkers.
When did Bonkers come out? I feel like that was
it. Was in
2000s.
Was it? Do you think?
Hold on.
It's a good. I'm gonna guess 2000.
Tongue in Cheek.
Ooh, that's a good. That's a good shout.
I feel like.
But then he performed at Olympics as well.
Yeah.
Because the Olympics was in East London. Obviously, you can't do anything.
And he was the biggest artist.
at that time.
Yeah.
But this decade, though, is the question.
Nah,
I feel like the spillage of
this
him.
Decade, he ain't even had a touch, because then we could even be talking about Tinchy Stridham. We ain't doing that.
Oh, it came out 2000. Okay, so Pamichi came out 2009.
Yeah, okay.
But that was September 2009, so you could
tell. So, yeah, it is. You got to say that.
I'm not putting Dizzy in this conversation.
I think it's tough to, because his peak wasn't this decade anyway.
Nah, so not at all.
You can't really.
But Dizzy's fine. Like, what's the song? Anyway, one of his songs is in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. I can't remember what the name of it is, but that's clear. That's a different level of clear. That check is going to be nice.
Yeah, he's the first one.
If you really want to. Agreed.
He's the first one.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else? I feel like we're missing someone very bait.
Someone's in the comments like, what the fuck? How are you guys missing this?
Tiny bait, Tempa.
Oh, you know, that's a king. I always have to give him credit where credit is due, you know.
Discovery.
But I wouldn't say.
I'm putting myself on a ledge.
But then again, Discovery
is a classic. Reading in the Stars.
That's a classic. Prove to me it's not. That's a classic song.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Him and Wizkid as well.
Sunday football going crazy.
All the time. Sky Sports had that on lock.
Wiz Khalifa. Did I say Wiz Kid? Oh my gosh, my bad. Yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
You might have said Wiz Khalifa. I just heard the Wiz and just
you want Wiz Kid FC to come after you. You need to be careful, bro.
Yo, that's a dangerous army, you know.
Bro, they're almost as strong as the army.
I'm never playing with them, man. Honestly.
Wait, they have a hive.
Who, Wiz Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wiz Kid FC is a thing.
I'd
like to be banning you, but it's a thing.
You know that clash he had? They locked
no
it off.
No signal.
Vibes didn't even stand a chance.
And a lot of them.
Vibes could have come out of jail and said, yo, I'm performing all of my songs on here. He still would have lost.
Yep.
Because that army is just too
crazy. Wizkid FC is too strong.
Yeah.
Boy. What about, like, outside of the culture? What about just in general for UK music? Probably. Who would you put?
Listen to Chris Martin and them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Viva La Vida came out 2009, is it?
The man that was singing Sex on Fire.
Kings of Leon, that was the same time. Yeah. They were cold. I actually quite liked a couple of their songs. Probably
Ed. The thing is, I didn't venture out that early on when we was in school. Now I could say some names and chuck some stuff at you, but in school it was pretty much like, this is what I like and this is what I'm sticking to.
But on a general like basis, who would you put? Like, I guess it has to be
Rihanna's
like Ed.
Rihanna's a bigger artist than Drake.
She is. Do you know what it is though? I thought this on the way here because I knew he was going to discuss it. Rihanna's bigger than Drake, but you can't give it to someone who hasn't put an album out in 4 years.
She's not bigger than Drake in the tens, I don't think.
No, in the tens, she's trying to cook that boy.
Maybe I need to. I'm gonna have to redact that one still from my end. I'm just trying to think of when she came out. Was it 07?
Yeah. What? No, 05. But think of her. I think she was getting busy in the tens. It's just
her best works in the tens. But I'm just trying to think of when her peak. Does she even have a peak?
If Rihanna dropped today, like, it's clear.
Yeah, no, I know. But volume. Drake's volume.
Oh, but that's why he won it, because his volume is clear. I can't give Artist of the Decade to someone who hasn't put an album out in 4 years. That's ridiculous. Especially if Rihanna had probably put out another album, it's hers.
Yeah, of course. That goes without saying, but she didn't, isn't it?
She didn't, no.
I think in the tens, I'm going to put my neck out and say Drake.
What do you mean?
As in big artist than Rihanna.
Yeah.
If you're saying overall, come on, G.
It's tough.
It's Rihanna, obviously.
It's tough.
When, you know what? When I,
I'm agreeing. I'm
when I downloaded songs here and I put them in folders. So at first, I started off with 50 Cent.
Yo, what are you saying?
Yo.
No
worries, bro.
Yeah. We good. Come in, man. You could sit down. But like the mic, the way the mic is set up here, it's all mad. Like,
now we're going through it, man. Every time we come to one of these, it's just a mess.
It's been a mess. Yeah, like, this, really this like, bro, like, you see the rubber band? That's my rubber band.
You see the rubber band?
Yeah.
It's so, an L. Nah, don't worry.
In terms of the mic here, you're going to have to, like,
lift it up and that.
Like, if you want to come sit
here. If you don't want to beef it.
Nah, yo, bro, like, if you want to swap chairs.
Nah, it's cool, man. What's everyone saying?
Renee's in the building if you don't know. Building. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They're just going to think this is a walk-in pod, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Might as well just be a walk-in pod.
Right, secretly, yeah. Why is it so dark outside?
What is it?
Out there?
I was shook to close the door, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know why they didn't turn on the lights.
Yo, pirate, get it patterned, man. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was about to get run up
Ren, yeah, a question for you. Who do you think? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think? I know he's gonna. He's gonna say. Who do you think is the biggest artist? Yeah, from the UK, this decade, from our scene.
This decade.
In our scene.
But the thing is, everyone's done basically kind of the same thing. So there's a few artists you could say like AJ Tracy H.
But like 2010 specific. It's a hard question because obviously there's a switch in it.
I don't need to answer this because you already know who I'm gonna say.
Who?
Chip.
100%. See,
that's what I'm saying.
Man tried to give a politically correct answer.
I appreciate it. I like the energy. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Chip, 100%.
And we agree with you because we were going through the names.
Who agrees?
Huh? No, not V, but we were listing off names. And we're like, you know what? You could actually argue him for top three, maybe even 100%. One. On a if you wanted to look at the accolades of what he did. You can argue it.
100%. Chip.
You can argue
all day.
And then
even with like 2015 lyrical wars between him and Bugsy Malone, then there was the lyrical wars between him and Young'un.
I hear it. I'm not disagreeing. I just thought you were saying we all came to a unanimous
decision. No. I'm just saying he was a name we.
Okay.
So he's been the one to carry.
His credentials are there, man. Like, I'm never gonna take that away from him. Mm. He's a goat.
Mm.
He's a goat for sure.
Mm. Fact.
It's just an interesting conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
What you think is solid? That's it. That's here. It's him.
There's nobody else. There's no one else. Imagine we could have put Ice Kid into this situation if he continued that journey the same as Chip, but he would have been on a different trajectory because obviously his music was a bit more grimy. Do you get what I'm saying? Whereas Chip was like, okay, cool. He got the bag. Let me do what I need to do. Let me go back to what I was doing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look where he is now.
1,000%.
So,
Who else?
So on a general. Let's just open it up, like I said before. Not just UK, not just our scene, just in general. Because obviously Drake won overall, but then we were discussing maybe if Rihanna could have had that, but...
She hasn't dropped her album in a
she
couple.
She hasn't dropped out, but yeah. She meant to be dropping one like this year.
That's never coming. I don't think she'll ever do music.
Like I mean, she's making multi-million. She doesn't have to.
That's a fact.
It's the same thing with Kanye West.
She's already in the conversation regardless anyway.
Yeah. I'm not even excited for a Kanye West album.
Me either.
He can keep that.
I would like for him to take the EP route of being an executive producer, to be honest. For I don't want him to. He he did for Pusha. Like, he produced that whole Pusha. I'd like him to just do that.
Yeah.
I don't want him to rap no more.
Yeah, I get,
he's not going to give me what I want to hear as far as rap anymore.
No way.
So just produce for me, please.
To be fair, when he did Pusha T's, I remember he was doing all them, like, 7-track albums.
Yeah.
I think his one was the best. Pushes one.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, I'm saying.
By far.
I mean,
yeah, that and Kids See Ghosts is pretty good.
I didn't like that, you know.
I wasn't in love with it, but out of the two of them, that was, Pushes was rap album of the year.
Yeah,
it's clean.
Big facts. Kids See Ghosts for me, I felt like man was like taking drugs. Man wasn't taking drugs. have you ever like done something? You're like, hold on, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah,
I'm one of those type of albums.
Yeah.
That's why I don't listen to like Uzi Vert and all them people there because it make me get into a different kind of mind space and headspace.
Uzi's an alien.
But then, yeah, actually, you know what? I do understand what you're saying because even started with like Kids See Ghosts, he starts with Pusha T, then and then the next one is just it's like an old Western sort of vibe.
No cohesion, man. No cohesion. Whose album come out the other? Oh, I know. Have you not spoken about J. Cole's album yet, though?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all good.
Yeah.
What do you lot think about that? Because me personally,
we like it.
Second best album in the year. Obviously, top. I'm saying Gets. See that?
Okay.
See that?
Yeah,
see,
okay.
Pattern two for two in it.
It's patterned.
So I need 3 for 3.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Obviously, and J. Cole, second best album of the year.
I'm with you. It might be number one for me. It's going back and forth in my mind. They're both just doing this.
Like,
okay.
Man,
that album's amazing.
That Gets album is something special.
Still. Yeah, album's amazing.
Mm. Something special still.
When did Gets' album come out?
Early.
Early.
Feb, okay. Maybe January, Feb.
Because I was feeling like it was last year, so I was like, oh, I don't know what
We did an episode.
We did, but it doesn't mean that I didn't think it came out last year.
You're moving in different time zones.
Maybe.
I've got a random point, yeah?
Go on.
See Hedy's Edna album?
Yeah.
See when he released the deluxe bit?
Yeah.
I haven't heard the deluxe. Okay.
Yeah, that I think he should have taken the tracks from the deluxe and swapped a few songs in the
first
release because he had some bangers in there. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really feel Edna like that. Mm. But then when I heard the
deluxe.
Deluxe, I'm like, hold on. Okay. Okay. How did you go with those tunes? You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, he does. There's one maybe with RV. Zodiac.
Yeah, it's good.
True.
Hard as bricks.
I need to go and back.
Tuesday COVID obviously came around that time, so maybe he was holding it. You know what I'm saying, just to bang it out.
Well, the deluxe thing is just going to be something that happens because it's just another way for them to make money. There's no way if you have a deluxe part of the album, I'm not going back to listen to that. You know?
Yeah, no, facts. You're not. I'm
with you.
You're not going back.
Because if that's not you, that was never your intention. That was shit you just had sitting around.
Yeah,
I'm not listening to. There was only one deluxe that I listened to, and that was Pop Smoke's. And after that, I said I'm not doing this again because there was already it wasn't his album. As good as I love that album. It weren't his work, and then you manager trying to chuck extra tracks on. Forget about it.
That was his work. That was him.
It was as his work as someone who has recently passed away could be, if that makes sense.
No, I think that was all him.
You think?
I don't think
that was all him. The one time that Pot Smoke made a song that wasn't him was with him and Skepta and Kid Cudi.
Of course, what I'm saying is in like they're just.
It was on Kid Cudi's album.
Oh, okay. That's what song you're on about.
Yeah. Oh, that was that second. Was it second track? I think on the album.
Yeah.
Okay, that's on the
album. And then even the one with French Montana, that slapped. But
now what I'm saying is, when someone dies, it's kind of hard for them to obviously 50 Cent to COVID proceedings. Is like this is how we're going to make the album. This is how we're going to make it happen. I'm not saying Pop had no involvement whatsoever because obviously his voice is on it.
Yeah.
But it's just it's the thing that happens with posthumous albums. Like there's only so much the person can have an involvement with.
But look at Biggie and Tupac. I'm saying they released how many albums? Was it Life After Death was the second album, innit? But after that, how many other albums did they kind of release saying, oh, it was like old tapes and stuff like that?
But you can.
But they might have bodies of work, though.
Yeah.
Had bodies of work.
You'd imagine he would, and it's very easy because all that album was mostly what they did was they just got features and they put him in, if that makes it, or they tried to mesh it together. So I get it. Like,
but then there are some albums for the people who have passed away, like the Michael Jackson Escape. Like there's Place With No Name. Like when you hear the original song, the man them they just took the vocals and then made the beat over the vocals, and they were like, nah, like you listen to that, Michael Jackson would have been happy with that. I was happy with that. Some songs just like you could just dash away.
Album where you had like Justin Timberlake in that album,
that Justin Timberlake song you could dash in the bin.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think if Michael Jackson was alive he would have put certain people like
he would not put Justin Timberlake on.
You know what I'm saying? He was making these decisions.
It's a label thing, isn't
that's
it?
A fact. Yeah.
That's why I don't really I find it hard to gravitate to a lot of the posthumous albums, typically.
Pops is the only. Like,
this DMX album.
Hold on, is it out yet?
It's out
tomorrow. But for the people who are listening, it's out already. Yeah.
I don't need that, man. Let them out. It's not even been 2 months.
Yeah. Apparently, he was working on it, I know what I'm on the same thought as you. It's just like
Drink Champs. When did that episode come out of Drink Champs? Maybe
last year, I think.
Yeah, keep out.
I don't even know when they filmed that. So he was all talking about how like certain people were saying yeah like they want to be on his album and then Swiss Beats was like
because it released a track with with the whole Griselda
I didn't even listen to that yet because I know it's gonna be good regardless though.
Griselda they did a lot, but with DMX on I'm going to be totally transparent. The drugs they've done something wrong to him. Yeah, you can hear it. I mean, he's still giving the energy. It's
It just sounds different.
It sounds
really
different.
But Griselda,
they were the cake, the icing.
That's what happened with X, and X had a terrible posthumous album. Triple X, that was garbage, man.
I'm not glad. I can't listen to that dude, you know. RIP in that, but I just can't listen to that.
Nah, I hear that.
What, his perception?
That music was just, well, that's not music to me.
So
no,
like,
no disrespect to it. That's music to be in it. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, even like to the point now, like the kids at the school I work in, yeah, they talk about these drill artists. This one's hard. This one's hard. And I'm like, you lot don't really know music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If they heard Biggie and that, they'll be like, what is this? Even like J. Cole, they know who J. Cole is. But they're not
trying to take it in.
Down, listening to man talk about some deep topics.
But that might just be an age thing. Cause you're not, you don't have the
not really. I think it's the era.
Nah, I think you can appreciate it more. Like when they get older, there's certain things you might be able to take in.
Yeah, but at 14, we were not listening to Jagged Edge.
Yeah, because that's surely that's where your age is at.
14,
exactly. 14.
Lie. I think maybe.
Didn't they have that song Stunners at the time? That song was cold.
No, we were listening to Bow Wow. We were listening to Soulja Boy. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, we were listening to them, man. Because my brother's always telling me, Jagged Edge was the guys.
I heard those tickets were like gold.
Tyrese was the guy. Bro, I don't really give a damn about Tyrese.
I'm trying to listen to Tyrese right now.
Listen to it, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but then maybe you've gotten older, so you can appreciate it.
You know what I mean?
Listen to Tyrese pulling me back here. I want you to tell me that ain't a banger.
I felt like I was going through 3 divorces and 2 kids on the way when I heard that.
Gosh,
crazy.
Oh, hold on, man.
Anything you talk about to a girl, but I'm telling you, boy, that was on you.
Nah, that's mad.
Telling you.
Power of music, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's nuts. It's honestly just nuts. I hear what you're saying, but I genuinely think for those kids, it's just a bit of an age thing. Mm. Like their music will become more conscious the older they get. At the moment, they just want to easily digest it. Obviously, their favorite song at the moment is probably Body, innit?
You're a sponge at that age. We only really.
Huh?
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't really feeling like the whole Russ Tion thing because I just don't do drill, innit?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But Body, I mean, are we gonna all agree that
it worked?
Yeah,
it worked.
I thought it did its job. I'm not the biggest fan of the song.
Should have come with. I'm not with
the
Russ.
Who had the hardest verse on the remix? Please tell me we're all gonna.
The first on, no?
Okay, cool.
The first on. It's the only done.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be. He did his thing.
Big up to them. I struggled to get past most of the remix, but I didn't even realize Fabio.
When Fabio said man's not hot, I turned it off. Yeah. I said you didn't know what the assignment was.
he was reaching for something.
For real, dog. He's trying to fall off a cliff, man. I swear.
He was listening to Jagged Edge.
Oh, big
facts. Yeah, you know, big facts. Shout out to Fabio for it.
Shout out to Fabio, yeah, man. Yeah.
Gotta be at least 30.
Respectfully. Yeah.
Respectfully.
Nah, he is. We literally had an episode about his age.
Yeah.
Nah, it's mad.
Yeah.
Nah, that's insane. All right, so just to wrap up Artist of the Decade for the UK. Obviously, this in the red corner, obviously back in Chip over there.
Mm. In the blue corner, we're going with Skepta, right? Mm.
Hell no.
Why not?
Hell to the no.
Because that's a different demographic right there.
Because what, because he sang Amnesia?
No, because I'm saying Chip. Yeah,
this is a banger. I love
in
that
secondary
song.
Secondary school, Chip. What these times? What Westwood Freestyle came out.
Mm.
Ooh, actually, you might be onto something though, because Skepta was having Westwood Freestyles from before his freestyle.
Mm. Yeah.
So, okay, maybe yeah.
Skepta had been up in the BBC studio with Westwood by that point. Yeah, but that point. But you know what? Sometimes I think the beauty of where UK rap and grime and everything has come from is it's a lot of moments that you can pinpoint, yeah, like. Yo, true, this is true, it. True. This is where we're taking off. True. That Westfield freestyle with Chip, iconic, man.
Did anyone clock? He said Westfield.
Yeah, I did.
Did I say Westfield?
I just wanted to correct himself.
I was trying to put dot on Chip already, you know, by
saying Westfield. West. That's the name of the episode. You just named the episode, right?
Yeah.
Westfield freestyle.
What I said Westfield.
Discrediting man's freestyle, you know.
Why would my brain do that?
I love it.
Westfield. I don't know, man. You might want to go shopping.
That sounds hard, though. Westfield freestyle. Man's just posted outside. Fucking.
I see the video now, just walking through Westfield.
Oh, like God, man. Which one? Stratford or fucking...
Come on, man. That's White City, man. I'm not a peasant, man. Come on, dog. I'm from East, but I can say that. I ain't no damn.
I don't mind the Stratford one.
Nah, it's too hectic.
It's too... Oh, God. Yeah. You think Lakeside at Christmas is bad?
Westfield is a mad thing.
I don't even have, like... You know how people say, like, when they're in tight spaces and stuff like that?
Yeah,
I don't even be having that. When I go Westfield, Stratford,
you're about to lose it.
Get out of my way!
And then it's when people are walking with their phones.
Oh, and they're moving back.
It's not that they're moving slow. It's that they don't know where they're going. Mm. So they don't know if they're going to go left, right. And you're trying to anticipate their move so you could just move. But then you're just like, nah. And then sometimes when people are holding their hands and then stopping... And it's like,
yeah, for
big man, there's people behind you.
I'll be capping though, like, They do have a good view, so I'll be there at least once or twice a year.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
It's got some nice stuff in there still.
Yeah.
How do we want to approach this episode?
I think we should just continue as we are, and then when Deji comes, we'll just make that the second episode because
cool.
We can't slice this up.
Yeah, it's fine.
We can't slice this up, but it's fine. I can keep it moving.
Huh?
I could have put on these headphones all this time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, put the headphones on and maybe put something to balance on the audio.
There you go.
How's he sounded?
A decent still.
Yeah. We can definitely.
You can always come closer if it doesn't sound too.
Okay, he's giving me the phone voice on the mic, you know.
Professional things.
That's what I was saying.
For real.
All right. What's the next topic?
Next topic is the UK government is a joke.
Listen, that man.
What's the name of the dude?
Vets.
Dominic Cummings. Yeah, he's out here.
Wait, what? The UK government is a what?
It's a joke.
Okay.
He's a snitch, though.
No.
I don't want him in the station with me, man.
You seen that video of everybody. What's his name?
What my man? What are you seeing? Spider Man.
And he's just ringing off names. Old comedian from the UK, black old comedian. I forgot what his name is.
Is it Lenny Henry?
Lenny Henry. And he's ringing off
Martin
the names.
Martin Douglas, yes. Chesterfield.
It was the Mobo Awards, isn't it? The Mobo
Awards.
Martin Tyler.
That's how he's moving. Yeah. That is how Dominic is moving.
They said, you fired me at cool. I'll come back later.
Yeah, 100%.
Ring off the ting.
Ring off the ting.
I think he got sacked when he left with the box.
The box.
Hand.
Yeah.
Secrets in those boxes.
Listen, we don't be doing that in the UK. Like, no, I've never seen anyone leave their job and have a box and be like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah, big fact.
That he was he, when
and
that happened.
Wait, as well.
Wait, was this the guy who was running away because he got COVID?
Nah, that was Hammond, wasn't it? Oh, what's the dickhead's name?
That was
no, that was him as well.
The health secretary, Matt Hancock.
I'm not talking
about that time. I'm talking about the first
ran out of the building.
That
dude. Okay, yeah. I'm with you now.
Then he said, oh, he went out to like test his eyes because he said he had something wrong with his eyes or something.
That was cappuccino.
Like,
he went quick. Hey, listen.
No, that, but I just want to get to the fact that Demi, you said what? The government is a what?
It's a joke.
Oh, well, okay.
Joke, so what am I supposed to do?
No, it's when I see things, from in the past and I see it in the future, and then some people just like, nah, we've got to see.
What did I say?
Nah, you can go back and check our
catalog. I've been pretty consistent with my hatred for this government. What have I said?
You said to trust the government.
When did I say that?
You said trust the government, you should listen to what they say. I'm like, listen.
Trust them on what?
When the facts come out, all this is a bit mad. So what's happening now? The tables are turning.
Do you ever remember me saying trust the government?
I don't think so.
That's cap.
I don't think so.
That's a wild statement, you know.
Nah, I've never said that day in my life. I hate these man.
I like the civil war.
That was cap nut in America, man.
For real.
Yeah, no. Right now I'm not privy to what's going on currently at the moment, but all I know is that everyone's just saying names.
Yeah.
Singing.
My boy was, they stopped him and he was like, oh, I've got to go. Just start continue juggling. Like, this is a serious thing.
Yeah. With the NatWest thing.
It's an unserious.
The NatWest thing. My man was in his cricket top.
He said, everybody over the age of 30, you get vaccinated. Ran away.
I can't believe he's a...
Do you know what it is?
These man just hired their mates. So obviously, he's hired his mate to be health secretary. Right. When he hired him, probably thought nothing like COVID would happen. It'd just be a piece of piss. Like, we'll go for a knees up and we'll have a good time.
So what are they saying? He's underqualified.
Underqualified? The guy's an idiot.
Oh.
I don't know where this is coming from.
Nah, it's just that sometimes...
Nah, you need to bring up the receipt.
No, it's just that sometimes, I'd be saying some stuff.
Okay, it must be people.
But I don't want to be saying too much. Feel me?
It's not us two, then. That's what I'm going to say.
Because
I hate this government. I've been clear on that.
Smell me. So what? It's mad.
I hate them. We've been, as a collective, I don't think we've ever said a nice word about them. I've definitely never said trust them. That if that left my mouth, God smite me.
No, I'm just saying statistics. Statistics are saying something else, and that's what I'm saying, isn't it? And right now, Man Hancock is...
Man Hancock.
Matt Hancock, has he, like all the skeletons are coming out of the closet. And basically, it's like people losing their jobs.
They should be gone.
Prison.
Gone.
Crazy.
Prison.
Because we know I'm gonna say it. If they were another color,
it would be a wrap, man.
It'll be a wrap.
There's so much that they've done. Boris was using, like, it's clear as day that he was using government or like taxes
for a kitchen.
Bonkers.
The missus
How much was the kitchen?
I think it was like 150,000. Yeah, the missus wanted a renovation. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Some of the stuff that he was saying was I couldn't believe it. Like what he was saying about
I spent 150 grand on the kitchen and not even no hair.
And even like he specifically had the opportunity to ban people from flying into the country and he just didn't do it. He just chose not to.
It's money. Even now,
that's so wild when you really think about it.
There's still
people lost their lives.
I think last week there was 20 something flights coming in
from India. Nah, man, these men want us dead. They want us because I don't see.
It's either they want us dead or somebody's lying.
But Boris said, fact. Boris said, what did he say? He said, it's only killing over 80s. I'm not that fast.
Man's moving like Thanos, bro. You don't care.
So what?
I don't even think he had it.
So the COVID test in India were 360 something thousand.
Like 2 weeks later.
But he was looking right off though.
That's what I'm saying.
He looked written off.
They can act.
But speaking from, I had it in it.
So okay.
For me, it ripped me off in it. And the way he was moving 2 weeks after, me personally, I couldn't have done what he did.
right.
Man was doing up press conferences.
Yeah. Like, even Donald Trump, you could see the way he was breathing.
Yeah, Donald was. Wrong with
him. Yeah, but them man are old.
I know obese as well,
true.
But 360,000 positive cases in India within a day, and then now there's a new variant, but flights are still coming in. People are still allowed back
in
the country.
I don't get it. Like you've nearly fixed this. The one good thing.
The only reason why they will not stop flights is because India right now is a powerful nation and they need India by their side.
Shut that down.
Do you know why? Because the thing is, if they shut relationship with India, that's it. India will just side with China.
Like,
that's it. Done.
Or they just shut in the borders. Be like, look, it's a bit peak right now. Let's
they're not gonna hear that.
Yeah. But we're just hearing plenty of information, and some of it is just all lies.
Or do the necessary thing, yo. To you, man in Bolton, I'm sorry. But it's curtains. Stay the fuck inside. You know,
I'm with you.
Leicester, stay inside.
I'm with you.
Blackburn, stay inside. Oh. What are we even talking about? That's just simple leadership.
Thoughts of two Dems and two Dems.
Oh my god!
We've just lost all of our Bolton listeners and our Blackburn listeners.
Big up everyone.
Shout out to all the New Delhi man Dem.
New Delhi, stay inside. You know.
You get me.
Hey, yo, King, what are you saying?
Yo,
what's going on?
What's good, like, bro?
You know what? You might as well come and take this mic. Come take this mic.
No, I'll sit over there. It's cool.
No. Don't worry.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
I think we should just make a part one, part two, and just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you can jump in this conversation and we just make it easy.
I might have to.
If we start again, it'll be long.
I'm
so.
Have to jet at like 9:15 still.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Actually, okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Then we'll just cut it at that point. That's fine. 15. All right, cool. Let's just launch into.
Well, if you want, you can wrap it up, man. We'll just stand there, you know.
Nah.
Get me.
We can make it. Clean.
I came here for him, you know.
Well, it's between these two.
You didn't gain too much weight, though. Like.
Yo, the phone's still rolling.
I got the time still.
That's how I'm gonna get the timestamp.
Okay, then. Cool.
So what are we saying?
One more to wrap up, or should we just wrap it up there?
Let's do one more.
I say just do part one, part two, and then when Renee cuts,
because it's coming, still have to cut.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be the end of the world.
Right, that's cool. Alright, calm. 40 minutes. And then
Okay, pause. Alright then, cool. Man, like. I see you shining.
What do you mean? Nah, I'm not shining.
What are you saying, bro?
Good, bro.
Long time, man.
You too, bro.
Alright. Should we just call it another name, or
what? What Westfield Freestyle.
Westfield Freestyle Part Two, yeah.
You guys have been talking about.
Just
we'll be talking.
Chatting.
we're talking music mostly, and then we're talking about what's the guy's name? I keep forgetting his name. Dominic Cummings coming out the other day, talking all kinds of.
Down. I haven't even seen. I just heard he was
ringing off the names, boy.
Okay.
He was ringing off the names. But we can switch it back to music. I guess